In August of 2008, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield ordered that the St. Stanislaus Kostka Church of Adams be closed due to a number of financial and logistical problems. St. Stan's stayed open until January 1st of 2009, when the doors were shut. Father Daniel Boyle, pastor of St. Stan's, says that after the final Mass before closure was held on the Sunday after Christmas in 2008, members of the church took action.
And so they decided to make a formal appeal to the Congregation for Clergy, which is the first step.
Vigilers took turns occupying the church, some for just a few hours a week, some for overnight stays. The vigil spanned 1,150 days. The appeal reached the Catholic Church's highest judicial authority, the Apostolic Signatura, for decision. The Signatura reviewed the Bishop of Springfield's actions of closing St. Stan's. Father Boyle explains.
Did the Bishop of Springfield have the right to reduce the Church of St. Stanislaus Kostka to profane use? In other words, to either be able to have it sold to, say, another religious organization, or to use it for some other purpose, perhaps a museum, or to demolish it. Those were the three basic choices. And in that, he said, the Vatican said, no, the Bishop of Springfield did not have the right to reduce it to profane use.
St. Stanislaus Kostka could not be reopened as its own parish, but is now a chapel of the parish of Pope John Paul the Great. St. Stan's held its first Mass in over 3 years this week, celebrating Palm Sunday. Over 800 came to worship. In the 3 years it took the appeal to reach and be decided on in Rome, the vigilers grew close. Eugene Michalenko, one of the dedicated vigilers, says he almost wished the vigil would never end.
I enjoyed going to the church on a regular basis and just sitting with people. And I think that was true of so many other vigilers' experiences.
Michalenko said that the ordeal brought the Catholic community of Adams closer together.
There's no doubt about it that people are now they're probably better Catholics than they were back before this vigil. And they're probably more dedicated to the church than they were before this vigil.
Father Boyle says that the reopening offers an opportunity for Catholics of different backgrounds in Adams to strengthen bonds and keep St. Stan's in operation.
This is a small town. It's only 9,000 people, the majority of which are Catholic. And it's an ethnic town. And so being an old mill town, it's built along ethnic lines very much. And those have always been respected. You know, people from different ethnic backgrounds have intermarried over the years. And so there's a lot of acceptance there already. We need to carry it one step further and just realize that we're all one Catholic people. Keep telling people we're looking ahead. We're not looking backward. You know, it's very important to stay focused, looking ahead, and working together.
St. Stan's will remain open under conditions that it offers one Mass a week, plus reconciliation and funeral services and others. Father Boyle mentioned that a special Mass will be held honoring the members of the former St. Stanislaus Kostka Church that passed before the chapel was reopened. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.